It's a growth market. There are just pieces of flesh lying around after a strike. You can't find bodies. So the locals pick up the flesh and curse America. They say that America is killing us inside our own country, inside our own homes, and only because we are Muslims. Noor Behram, Pakistani photographer. The U.S. manufacturing sector is struggling, if not quite dead yet. Thanks to tax breaks and misleadingly labeled free trade agreements, corporations have been given every incentive to look abroad for cheaper sources of labor, eliminating middle-class jobs, even as wealthy CEOs get wealthier. Large swaths of Detroit, once a bustling city home to the country's largest employers, now resemble a ghost town. But there's one manufacturing sector that's not hurting. The companies that profit from building the high-tech tools of modern warfare. America's last great export. Indeed, what former President Dwight D. Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex has made it through this age of austerity largely unscathed. And when it comes to drones, the complex is booming. It's a growth market, crowed the Defense Department's chief weapons buyer, Ashton B. Carter. And he should know, with the Pentagon's $5 billion war chest for drones. Global spending on the research and manufacture of drones is expected to total more than $94 billion between 2011 and 2020, according to one analyst who monitors the aerospace industry. Other countries, particularly Israel and China, will take a piece of the pie. But this is one area where, so far, U.S. companies are still in the lead. No company.